Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy approved. That's like the Duke of.
I can relate. I have had days like that lately.
I like the witchy approved. That's because I can do emojis for all that shit for you. Literally all that shit for you.
Hello, my elf. How are you?
Well, because you know I can't pass up that question, given yes. that my moon is in Gemini. So everybody just hears all my shit all the time. So let me tell you what I did this morning. And I think it kind of fits into what we're going to talk about today. I have spent my entire morning trying to cancel my account on Facebook.
Okay. Do you want to talk about what inspired that or what are you trying to do with that?
Sure. No, I gladly talk about what inspired it. I don't have an axe to grind with Mark Zuckerberg or Sheryl Sandberg. Although I will say her whole lean in book really pissed me off, but that's a whole other thing. But I have no angst about, you know, having an account. I think what has driven me to this point is, you know, I'd like to think I do this on a regular basis, but I've been through a most recent time where I'm assessing. Mm. And I'm assessing those things that cause me angst or anger, because that happens a lot when I look at Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I decided for my own emotional and mental health, I just needed to pull out of it.
You are the boss of you, right?
I am the boss of me. And, you know, I was... Cubby had sent me, everybody knows my best friend is Cubby. Cubby sent me a text being pissed off at one of these people we grew up with. And she goes, I'm so fucking mad. And she sends me a screenshot. So I go in to Facebook to look at it.
You took the bait.
I totally took the bait. And I have been triggered for 3 days. And I'm like, wait a second. This is not good. This is not good. There's enough problems in the world.
This is so great because this is exactly the Saturn-Uranus square that we're dealing with, right? This past structures take what works for you and take it forward. Everything else, let it go. That's what you're doing, right? You're reassessing.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I just think that there's those times when we can look at something and put ourselves into prisons, into traps all the time. And this is when I'm like, oh, I'm breaking free of this. Yes. I am getting out of this because I no longer need to listen to people bitch and moan about, and here's the reality. It's so much of what's on there is like anti-vaxxing or pro-vax, vaccines, whatever it is. It's both sides of it. But on my side, from where I look from, is I don't need people screaming at me about how their vaccination is my business.
Nice. What a total move of empowerment.
Yeah, will somebody please tell me, though, how to cancel that fucking thing? Because I keep going there and looking for the things it tells me to look for, and I can't get, but I will figure it out. I mean, I will figure it out.
Okay, listeners, help my nerdy elf.
Tell Julie how to get the hell out of Facebook. And again, it's just to protect my own safety and sanity, my emotional health. And everybody's probably wondering, why the hell did you guys name this episode Haunted Airbnb? I don't want to tell you. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my elf is full of piss and vinegar this today. I mean, this is happening.
What I want to do before we go to a break, because I know that you will be insisting on one sooner than later, to just kind of introduce why we're having this. And so I'm going to start in the middle of the story, but I'm going to let you go when we get back from break, tell them about the story. So we could have recorded this episode a few months ago, but didn't. We both had to kind of sit on it a little bit because it was really intense. And what happened was, I remember you and I were set to record and you were traveling. And when the screen came up, because as everybody knows, we have Zoom running while we are recording our audio separately. So we can see each other. So I can see Brenda's pretty face. and all the rocks in her background in her office. But so the screen comes up and I look at this screen and listeners, I shit you not. Like I shit you not, not, not. It looked like Poltergeist. It looked like the television on Poltergeist. So you see all the like snow, you know, like on the back in the days when TVs had that. So if anybody's old enough to remember rabbit ears and when you had to like move them around to get a signal, and if you couldn't get the signal, you see the snow and then you see like maybe a few pixels or screens come up of what the image should be. That is what it looked like. And so with that, I'm actually going to call a break right now because I think that this is a good time for it. So then we can launch right into the story. Does that sound good to you, Witchy Poo?
We'll be right back.
Oh, does that sound good to you, Witchy Poo? I love a good rhyme. All right, hold on, everybody. We'll be right back with this haunted Airbnb.
Hey, guys, this is Paris Hilton.
And I'm Hunter March.
Together, we host my podcast, This is Paris, and one of our recent episodes was brought to you by Macy's. Hunter and I tried out Macy's stylist service, and let me tell you, Macy's personal stylists are the experts you should have in your corner. It's fun, fast, and free.
Yeah, check out this clip from the show. Fall's coming up and I needed like some nice layered outfit and Macy's set me up with their stylist and I feel like they picked a good outfit. They figured out who I was and I like it.
I like it a lot too. Like, I feel like you look comfortable, cute, like a nice boy in your like sweet little like jacket.
Good. Then we fooled them, Macy's. We did exactly what we needed to do.
For more, tune into the full This is Paris episode available on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to visit Macy's in-store or book an appointment with a stylist online today at macys.com/s/personal-stylist.
If data is the new oil, it makes sense that leaders should be looking across their business for untapped reserves of valuable data. I recently came across leading digital payments provider Checkout.com, who is radically changing their way businesses can access their payment data to drive more revenue. Checkout.com is a leading cloud-based global payment solution provider for brands across the globe like Pizza Hut, Wise, Klarna, Revolut, and Samsung. Checkout's payment platform is purpose-built with performance, scalability, and speed in mind, ideal for merchants to seamlessly integrate better payment solutions globally. Checkout.com offers improved acceptance, better and more actionable granular data, a flexible product structure that merchants can adapt to their needs, combined with truly personal white glove service. Learn how to optimize your authorization rates with Checkout's free guide to better payments performance. This guide is full of expert advice and merchant insights to fast-track your path to unrivaled payments performance. Request a free no-commitment demo at checkout.com/iHeart. That's checkout.com/iHeart for a free demo. Checkout.com/iHeart.
The powerful new iPhone 13 Pro is here with the most advanced camera in an iPhone, and T-Mobile is the place to get it.
This new cinematic mode turned my travel videos into a filmmaking masterpiece.
Get the most out of your new iPhone on America's largest, fastest 5G network.
And posting. Whoa, that was fast.
And now, you can get iPhone 13 Pro on us with eligible trade-in and plan and upgrade forever.
So I can always have a new iPhone?
Yep, forever. Lock in the trade-in value of your new iPhone up to $800 every 2 years for your next upgrade. Get iPhone 13 Pro on us right now and upgrade forever. Only at T-Mobile.
Max plan and on us now via 30 monthly bill credits for well qualified buyers plus tax. Contact us before canceling service to continue credits on current device or credits stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Fastest based on average overall 5G speeds according to OpenSignal Awards and USA 5G User Experience Report July 2021. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to our haunted Airbnb episode.
And I'm going to keep going. So everybody forgive me, even though this is Brenda's story.
You experienced it with me.
Holy balls, did I ever. This is also Julie's cussing episode, if no one has noticed.
And let me just say this. When you see someone who needs help, you move into that protector mode, and all those swear words have supercharged to it. And so that's why you go there. Like, your panther comes out, right? That says, boom.
So yes. So lots of cussing, folks. Lots of cussing. Because when I saw all of that going on in the screen, and in typical kind witchy poo way, you said, "Do you see that, my elf?" I'm like, "I have eyes. Of course I do."
Well, I don't know.
And I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?"
So I just, let me set the context. So we have cicadas here, the brood, whatever it is, 17, 19, I can't remember. Anyhow, we had cicadas here in Cincinnati and every 17 years. And our beloved little Lulu, our Cavapoo, who's 3 years old, has only been in the hospital, the animal hospital, twice. And it's because she eats stuff she's not supposed to. And her stomach doesn't know what to do. And dogs get really sick when they eat cicadas. So we were not going to take a chance on her. And I'm not crazy about the cicadas myself because they get stuck in your hair.
Oh, and they're loud as fuck too, man.
You know, that's one thing. But when they're in your hair, no. And we went to the Midwest, further north in the Midwest, to get out of Dodge for 6 weeks. And anyhow, so we landed in this Airbnb that the minute I walked in, I knew it wasn't going to be okay because of the mold. What we didn't know and was nowhere on the website is that it is the second oldest building in the city we were in. And
18-something,
yeah,
right?
Let's
call it 1869 just because that's a nice witchy number. Let's use that for fun.
It was actually 53, but that's fine.
53 is good too because that's my next birthday.
And the owner of the Airbnb, you'll probably share this information. I'm like, as the minute I was given this information, I'm like, I'm screwed. I know this place is going to be so haunted. It's nuts. And it was so bad and so thick and so... Oh God, it was just so intense. And when I went there, when we went there, I was completely crispy because I had been working a very intense schedule for 18 months. So I was depleted. I was diminished. And I move into this place that's crawling. It's so thick between the mold and the spooks. And then the other, you know, the conjured spirits. I got worn down. And all my protection just with the diminished ability to rest, to think, to function, it was just awful. I was like in tears all the time. I was just so traumatized.
Oh, I know. And I've seen you down.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you down. And when you go down, you go down.
Big. I do not mess around. I don't pretend.
Oh no, you don't. No, you don't. When you go big. That is for sure. But when I saw your face come on the screen, you had tears in your eyes, which I think was constant. And there was no hello. There was no smiling. I saw the screen come up. And the first thing you said was, "Do you see this?" And I'm like, "Well, of course I see this. This is some fucked up shit." And we spent a good 30 minutes. Yeah. Because I had to ask some questions. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Where are you? Get out of, you know, because me, I'm the get out girl. Get out. Get the fuck out.
Well, and I usually am.
You usually are.
But there were family ties and connections. And if it were up to me, I would have been gone the next day.
Oh, I'm surprised you wouldn't have left this the day of. But as we're sitting there and before we did anything, I mean, anything podcast related, I'm surprised we even recorded anything that day, is... I had said, I go, just give me a minute and let me see.
You went and got that prayer. You got the invocation.
Yes, I did. And read it multiple times, called in on my guys, called in on the big guns, did the whole thing, closed my eyes, did the rah, 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 rah. And I'm telling you that invocation, the great invocation, which you later told me you guys used at Chester, I love that. And I think I did. I read it three times. And then every time there was less and less snow, so to speak, or static, right? Because you know that electricity. I mean, I don't even know how you refine. Like, I'm more of a big dumb rock compared to you. And I can take all sorts of things. That would have fried me because it fried me just when we were doing that. But it kept dissipating. Yeah. Like each time it would dissipate. And then it got to where I actually could see you on the screen. That's how bad it was. But I knew it wasn't gone. I knew that.
It was just at bay. It moves to the next room.
I moved it is all I did.
I would, you know, double down on my protection. I would get out on my crystals and just activate, and, you know, work as hard as I could just to hold it at bay.
I'm going to send you some sulfur, by the way. Some sulfur crystals. Those are really good.
That would be good.
And you need one to go. Yeah. I'll send you some sulfur. Because after this, Suzanne and I are going to the warehouse and I'm putting together banishing boxes
For these type of situations.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you have this kind of trouble, you do actually. I mean, and sulfur is great. It's Latin to burn. And that's exactly what it does to that energy. It burns it the fuck up. Listen to me. See, it's the cussing again. It's that whole panther thing that's moving on. But that's not the point of the story. But between you and me, we can move some things. But this needed some bigger guns, some bigger human guns, that this is what they do. Because I think that where you went to next is really what helped solve, not just for you, right, but for the whole house. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was just so crazy. So the place that we rented was a 5-bedroom place because Debbie and I were both working in the space, and then we both needed places where we could do, you know, both work, but also do a studio so that we had, you know, like our lights and cameras and all set up to do all the Zoom, right? Because that's, you know, how we're doing our work these days. So we had this big place, but the basement. Oh, you guys.
Ugh.
You can't even talk. Like, it's just, it was so bad.
Oh, I just got suffocated just then, by the way.
I'd go into the basement, and it was like I literally held my breath the whole time I was doing something, because I would just bolt out the minute I was done. Like, I don't even think I covered up the camera. Debbie, you got to go down and do it.
Oh, wait, you guys set it up in the basement?
That's because it's the darkest place, which is what you want. You can't have light changing and stuff, you know, when you're doing it.
Sure. No, I get that. But it was in the basement. Holy shit.
It was so bad.
They get trapped, though, in places like that. That's part of the thing.
And the place at one point was a stagecoach stop. At another point,
the house was.
It was a stagecoach stop. Like, out in front of the house, it had like the iron poles with the horsey heads on top.
Where they would tie the horses.
They would tie the horses, right? Like, you guys, this is like beyond dirt old. You know, it was really old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so it was a stagecoach stop, and then it was a tavern, but it was the Rough Tavern, so people died there, right? So it was that happened.
Back in the day, it'd be the lesbian bar, but keep going. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
People would die there, but lesbians are known for that. But
we are not. No. We don't reproduce, but we do not take away.
Nice. And then it was like an antique store, right? So you bring in all that old, you know, like it wasn't old enough to start.
Oh, you know how I am about antiques.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, of course it was an antique store. Like, it just got worse and worse and worse, this place. And
people definitely died there, and not just during the bar days.
Oh, no.
No, there was like a tremendous amount of death in that house. You could feel it.
At one point, we did try and get out and get our money back, right?
Good luck.
The owners were like, because David said, hey, you know, this is my wife and, you know, she's sensitive. And they're like, no one else has ever had a problem there. We've been in this business for 20 years. And I'm like, technically, this place has been in business for 200 years as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And, you know, you didn't advertise this. You didn't mention this, or we never would have moved in.
And with you being so fried, and I want to back up for a second, because people are wondering, I promise you, our listeners are going, wait, you're witchy poo. How did you not know that before you entered into this?
Because I had been working 7 days a week for about 14 months at this point. And when we went to pick the location, it was like just a quick check. Will this work? Right? Will this work for the location? Will it work for this? And I didn't think to check for mold. My bad. I didn't ask specifically. And there actually was a reason why I was there, and which I didn't know about. So I didn't know to ask about, because I may have declined that assignment.
Right.
But we'll talk about that when we come back from this break.
Oh, Brenda's break.
The powerful new iPhone 13 Pro is here, with the most advanced camera in an iPhone, and T-Mobile is the place to get it.
This new cinematic mode turned my travel videos into a filmmaking masterpiece.
Get the most out of your new iPhone on America's largest, fastest 5G network.
And posting. Whoa, that was fast.
And now, you can get iPhone 13 Pro on us with eligible trade-in and plan, and upgrade forever.
So I can always have a new iPhone?
Yep, forever. Lock in the trade-in value of your new iPhone up to $800 every 2 years for your next upgrade. Get iPhone 13 Pro on us right now and upgrade forever. Only at T-Mobile.
Max plan and on us now via 30 monthly bill credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. Contact us before canceling service to continue credits on current device or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Fastest based on average overall 5G speeds according to OpenSignal Awards and USA 5G User Experience Report July 2021. ctmobile.com.
Bloomberg is brought to you by Dialpad. Dialpad lets you call, message, and meet all in one app. With built-in AI across every conversation, Dialpad is completely changing how teams work together. Sign up for free at dialpad.com. Dialpad, work beautifully.
Hi, it's Bethany Frankel, and on my podcast, Just Be with Bethany Frankel, I talk to people who have had non-traditional roots to get where they are. Each episode, you'll hear from disruptors like Kelly Ripa.
Nobody handed me anything, and I fought really hard for everything I had.
Sammy Hagar.
I didn't realize I was really building a brand. No one told me that you're building a brand.
And so many more. Brought to you by St. Lucia. It is time for St. Lucia for a vacation. Yay! St. Lucia's COVID-certified hotels, resorts, and villas are offering incredible savings right now. Sail along 100 miles of coastline, savor local cuisine, soak in the famed mud baths at the Sulphur Springs, zip line through the rainforest, scuba dive, and more. Safety is a priority, and St. Lucia has COVID protocols in place so you can travel with confidence. St. Lucia. Let her inspire you. Visit stlucia.org.
Hi, everybody. We are back to Haunted Airbnb. I bet Airbnb is pissed that we're calling it Haunted Airbnb. But I'm pissed at them for the record. They can kiss my ass. They owe me a couple grand. So
this is the deal. What we didn't know also when we rented this place is that we were the last guests that were going to be there after being in business for over 20 years. And they had sold this place to and the Airbnb next door, which was new. And that was kind of the confusing thing about the website because it had pictures of new construction and old construction. You couldn't really tell. So I just thought something it was added on to, but it's actually a separate place. So here nor there. But so what happened was that they sold it so that these two places would be turned over and used in a different way than an Airbnb to house autistic adults. So there was a couple moving in that would care for however many autistic adults as they integrated into the community, but they had a place to live. And, you know, when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's great, except, oh, my God, you know how sensitive autistic people are.
Ugh. It's very clear you had a job.
It would have been a nightmare. Mm-hmm. So when we had our Zoom session and you basically said, get out.
I did. I was like, get out.
Get out.
Like,
it's not
now,
worth it.
Get out. Get out.
So then I really sent up a flare with David and I said, I have to explain to you how bad this is. Like, it's so bad for me and it's so diminishing. I have no idea how I worked.
I don't know either.
So he called the person who is watching our home and just going through the house to keep the energy moving. He is an extraordinarily talented shaman and really gifted in the earthly world too, because if anything goes wrong in the house, he can do it. He can handle it. So this guy's multi-dimensionally talented and gracious. And so David described to Toby, his name is Toby Christensen, and it described to Toby what I had described to David, and Toby said, well, sounds like she needs a badass shaman to help her out. And Toby says he can help you. I'm like, of course Toby can help me. And the reason I needed help is because of the fatigue. If I hadn't been fatigued, I never would have been glommed onto in the way that I was. And so, shout out for self-care, right?
Well, that's what this whole thing is, by the way. I mean, I know you had a mission that you had to do, but this whole episode, and I think why I was dicking around with Facebook this morning, was self-care. If you're in a situation and you can't take care of it, get out.
Yeah, or get help, right?
Or
yeah.
Get help, right? I can't get help in Facebook, so I'm going to quit Facebook. Just trying to bring a laugh to a very intense moment with people.
That's so good. So Toby got to work on, because Debbie's like, do you want Toby to work on the house? And we sent him pictures of the house. And and this and that. And he got to work, and within 30 minutes, I could start, I just start to feel myself again. It was like peeling off of me. And so Toby got to work, and he said, he called us back probably 2 hours later or something and said, holy shit. I've never seen anything like that. It ended up that his system that he works in, he said, Brenda, it wasn't hundreds, it was thousands of souls. And he said, and think, like, they were trapped in darkness for some centuries, some just decades. And you show up and you're the light. He goes, they didn't even know what they had, but they were just so excited to have something else. And he goes, they didn't mean harm, but they just, you know, they just glommed on. And so he said the system to clear the space ended up running for like 3 days.
Whoa.
He said they've never had to leave the system running that long.
Wow.
But they just to flow it, And I told him, because when I talked to him and said, this is what I'm experiencing, this is what I need you to check, this is what I need you to check. I said, then you also, after checking all these souls and all this and all this other noise, you also have to check for the conjured spirits, because that's a totally different aspect that he had to work in.
And very few people can work in that, I'm just going to say.
It's very specific, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if he could. And he's like, I'll check. And so when we talked to him, you know, in the debrief, he said, I asked him specifically because he was telling me how the other system that was set up for the just the souls to get to where they needed to go. And that's what he said. He said, I got the elephants where the elephants need to go. I got the tigers where the tigers need to go, you know, just as an analogy. He's so funny. He's just trying to make it so sweet.
But that's the difference, though. That's what people need to understand, is that it's not just one thing that's out there. It's lots of things.
Right. And that's what you get in the world of hurt, right? And mm-hmm. and he said, he goes, now the conjured, they wouldn't go willingly.
They never go.
And he goes, so I contained them.
I meant to ask you about that. I wondered what he did. Because, you know, that's what I did with that one in Kansas City. But I got rid of her only because she was remotely willing to go, by the way. So if you, that's the thing. If you have a conjured entity that doesn't want to go,
they don't go.
You got to lock them up.
And that's what he did. He contained them. So it was super, super intense.
Wow. I've been meaning to ask you that. And I also, for the record, I would like to be trained by Toby.
I actually don't have his website, which is because I have his number, right? So I don't have his website. I'm not going to give his number out. But if you go to Toby Christensen, and his last name, because you can spell Christensen different ways, is Christensen. And like if you, Four Doors Open is his, probably one of his most famous CDs. He's got lots of CDs. He's known as the healing drummer. He's a shaman. He does all kinds of drumming workshops, obviously, pre-COVID, but he does ritual. He's studied for decades. I mean, his mastery is so powerful and pure. And he's a funny guy, very lighthearted, just always moving, you know, has lots of energy moving through him. So he's this perfect djembe drummer. When I've worked with him one-on-one before, he has this little hoop drum. Just when he has great, great ability to channel energy, just a really talented shaman. Can't say enough. Please check out his website. Please check out his work. Extraordinary. And if you, you know, get in a world of hurt, damn, he's brilliant, just brilliant.
So. Or if you want to take something that he might teach, hands raised.
Yes.
Because this elfin Black Panther needs a few more skills, because that was something I couldn't do.
Yeah.
And I would love to learn how to do that level, because that's like doctorate shit.
Well, and that's his thing, right? He's studied with all kinds of masters, right? So he's got this thing, and he's taught people all over the country. People have come in from other countries and into his programs.
Would he consider Arkansas another country?
He might.
But it is kind of, let's be honest, yeah, another country.
He definitely is super talented.
So if you guys find yourself in a situation I don't want to say similar because it sounds like this is such a unique situation, but if you find yourself in situations energetically that you cannot escape or you can't fix it or you can't get it remedied, get out.
Yeah.
Seriously, get out. And yeah. I know the only reason you didn't get out is because once you learned that that Airbnb was turning into a home to really help, you know, autistic adults, like you had to stay. But you also asked for help. Right. Yeah. So that's the other important thing, folks. Like you find yourself a situation, ask for help. If you can't take care of it, ask for help. And if you're really stuck, get out because you're actually never really stuck.
Yeah.
Because technically, Brian, you weren't stuck.
I was not stuck.
You were ready to go.
I had options. And I also knew I knew that I had tools to keep me horizontal. At that point, I didn't have much other, you know, goals other than just to keep functioning, even if it was at a low level. But I knew I would be, once I got physically out, it would be fine. But once Toby cleared the space, while I was still fatigued and still in recovery, I felt so much better. And I really understood that, you know, they needed me in the place to get Toby there to clear it. Like, So I was just a service.
And I think there's another lesson here for folks too. When making decisions, right, even if it is to rent an Airbnb for 6 weeks, right, you're moving someplace for 6 weeks, is try to, when you make a decision about where you're going, is try to be in that peaceful place where you can make a decision. Now, I'm not saying yours would have changed, Brandon, because that's not what this is about. I'm just saying.
No, this is a different situation.
It's a very different thing. This was a calling for you to go take care of this.
Yeah.
But I think for everyone else, it's like when you're making those decisions, if you can make them when you have the proper level of energy, when you are rested and you're not fried, and if you can't get to that place, find that place, then make the decision. And sometimes people, we can make things too quickly because we've talked about like the Enneagram. We've talked about those types of testing profiles, you know, to find out more about who you are. And I have shared before that I make decisions too quick when I'm stressed out. I would have absolutely made that decision mainly because I just do it too fast. Like, fuck it. It's easy. I can do it. Snap, snap, snap. Yep. And it's like, wait a second. Slow the snap, sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the more we slow the snaps, we can make better decisions. Again, this is for everybody else. This is not at you, my witchy poo. Oh, another rhyme. Those make me so happy. It's the little things in life, right?
Yeah.
But I know how intense this was for you.
It was so humbling, y'all. It was so humbling. Yeah.
It was so humbling, y'all. That's a hat. It's so humbling, y'all. And I'm here. I saw it.
And I just want to affirm, you seeing it gave me permission that said, this is like real. This is unacceptable levels of bullshit. You know?
It was so intense. I've never seen intensity like that.
It was, yeah.
And the camera picked it up, you guys. I mean, like, this isn't one of those things.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
I think there's something in the corner.
I think there's something. Yeah, I feel whatever. Like, look up to the top left. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
This was the most, I mean, I'm going to be honest, it looked like Poltergeist. It really did. I
it
know
was.
I said at the beginning.
It was Poltergeist.
It looked like it.
Yeah.
It looked like the real thing. And so, no, that was scary as fuck. And you were there. I love you. Yeah. I don't want to see you in those types of situations. Like, if I to drive and to pull you, I would have, just P.S.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have called Toby, I would have driven my fat ass up there. I would have yanked you out of that damn house.
Your skinny
and
keto
Lulu,
butt.
My not ass fat keto butt. I would have absolutely driven up there and pulled your ass out of there because ain't no way that the ghost can have you. And actually, it was more the conjured. Those are the ones I worry about the most. Yeah. Ghosts don't worry me as much.
Yeah. They will exhaust you. They will.
They will absolutely exhaust you and they'll fuck with your stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the conjured ones.
Yeah. Because you don't know what you're dealing with. You've got a tiger by the tail. Right.
Yeah. You can't send those back like to the light.
Yeah.
There's no light. There's no like soul there. So it's just so like when you talk about the difference of a soul versus conjured entities don't have souls.
Yeah.
Just to be clear to everybody.
Yeah.
They do not have souls. So the difference is when there was once a spirit and human body that is a soul, and then conjured is like black magic shit. And so, and also during that time when that house was there, I could see pentagrams. When we were talking, I'm like, oh, fuck. man, it's the dark, time I see it.
Dark,
anytime
dark
I see
magic.
A pentagram, I'm like, oh, shit.
Dark magic, yeah.
Anytime I see that, I'm like,
well,
oh.
Unless it's a tarot deck, then it's different.
Because a lot it, of it is different. Yeah. No, but yeah. I see it as
and,
the.
Well, and yeah. It's dark. It was dark, right? It
yeah, black. And I just, so everybody knows, I was like drawing it with my finger. That was yeah. weird. You can't see me do it. Brenda knew exactly what I was talking about.
Thank you for your drawing efforts. But Tony Christensen, way, healing drummer.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, and check him out, you guys. Just
I can't wait.
He does readings. I can't remember the name. It begins with either a C or a K, like Kanji readings or something. But it's with his tradition. So because he's trained in this specific African tradition. And he's just amazing. He's
yeah, I'm slightly obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have been since he's, this
he's,
whole thing.
Yeah, he's worthy of obsession.
Yeah,
but I'm just totally like, obsessed. Oh my God, he just so saved my bacon. So check
yeah,
him out.
Yeah, he did.
Tell him I sent you, y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah.
very y'all today.
I am.
And I just have to say, because mm-hmm. We're going to close this episode out because I think that it is time. So we don't get yelled at.
Shut it down.
And we'll shut it down because one is we need to shut the story down for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to thank you for talking about this. Like, just so everybody knows, it took me a few tries to get her to want to talk about this.
it was really traumatic.
It was very traumatic. And I yeah. saw, and I, listen, there's nothing worse than seeing a traumatized witch. Yeah. So, but I think it's important to share obviously these stories with people so they can get out of it what they need to, which is it's that stop, drop, and roll, right? If
yeah.
you find yourself in a fire, stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. Stop, drop, and roll. If a fireman isn't around, yeah. which is Toby, stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Says the cussing elf.
Yep. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
And there we go. And guess what? Earth school is hard.
Without Toby Christensen. And the other side.
There you go.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Witchy Poo, and thanks, everybody.
Thank you, my elf. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.